USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the High Court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden, emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment. The lawmakers, who previously had subpoenaed Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. Friday, the House took a decisive vote to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York following an ethics report that strongly criticized his conduct. Before the vote, Santos spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who were expelled for treason and two convicted members who were convicted in a court of law, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
Santos became only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his fellow colleagues. Former Marine Chance Brannon pleaded guilty to the 2022 firebombing of a California Planned Parenthood clinic in Costa Mesa, admitting to throwing a Molotov cocktail at the clinic's entrance on March 13th of last year. Brannon, along with two others, had planned to target a second Planned Parenthood clinic. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to a renewed hostility between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still being held in captivity. December 1st may become a federal holiday. We get more from Corey Myers.
Today, marking the 68th anniversary of Rosa Parks refusing to move to the back of a bus and give a white man her seat, the Congressional Black Caucus has asked Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday.
The Gerasenda Tower in Bologna, Italy, a leaning structure standing for nearly 1,000 years, faces potential collapse following recent investigations. The city is implementing a civil protection plan to address the risk. A protective metal cordon will be installed to contain debris in case of a collapse and reduce vulnerability to nearby buildings and the population, while restricting access to off-limit areas, as announced by the city council. On Friday, Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democrat and chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, strongly criticized the Biden administration for issuing federal guidance that permits Chinese companies to take advantage of taxpayer-funded electric vehicle tax credits. Manchin argued that goes against the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.